You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you, Woody. And, man, I've been watching him every night. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. And before we get into it, NFL Network will carry 7 live preseason games here in week 2. I must have watched all of them on the road in Chicago, including a doubleheader with re-airs of every game streaming available on NFL Plus. So they got a lot of great stuff going on. Mark, nice enough to find some time for us, and I really appreciate it. And, Mark, I got to start with this one because – we got people like, why do we lost a guy in Madison who looked really good at running back and out for the year now. Why do we have preseason? Why do we play these guys? I think everybody needs to play, minus maybe a couple of veterans. I think there's a reason that a lot of young guys need to play preseason football a little bit. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, preseason is definitely necessary for – you know, really players that make the team. It's not about scheming. It's not about wins and losses. It's not about, as you said, the veterans. It's an opportunity for young players to show what they can do, you know, and that's, you know, it's going to, you know, an Ollie Gordon, let's say you lose a Madison, but then you get a revelation possibly in an Ollie Gordon. If you don't have preseason, you might not see him in a game setting like that. Now, that being said, I think preseason is going to keep shrinking away and regular season games will keep getting added. So it'll be a little bit of both for fans will get their wish of no preseason. And, of course, the owners will get their wish of more regular games, make more money.
I was going to say, that's coming soon. Coming soon to you in your National Football League. We are looking at 18 games, yep. And I mean real soon. You agree?
Oh, yeah, it's happening. You know, whenever there's talk about the NFL making money in some kind of way, and they might have a Tuesday game or Wednesday game, you know, prime time, but every night of the week there'll be a football game. And if it's going to make a ton of money, the NFL is going to find a way to do it. And if the players are in harm's way, you know, so be it. That's okay. We'll be okay. We'll be all right. So, yeah, it's 18 games is definitely coming soon.
Hey, so – I was a little surprised when I heard I'm on my way back up here in a couple of days for the Detroit Lions and the Dolphins game. They got 2 practices against Campbell's team and then the preseason game. One thing I have learned about being around him, he's not concerned what anybody thinks. He's going to run a physical camp, and I'm guessing this might be really what the Dolphins need to see a team that this is the way they practice a lot more physical. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, you don't know until you experience something. So you may think you're practicing hard until you practice against someone who practices harder. You may think you're giving your best until, oh, like, wow, that's really the level we have to get to. Now, you know, different coaches do it different ways. Some coaches are more laid back with their preseason practice, training camp practice. Some people go hard. I was with Andy Reid. I mean, we used to tackle. I mean, back in the early 2000s, I mean, we tackled in training camp, and he still has a pretty physical practice as well. So those results work for him, whereas I know other coaches don't do it the same way. Whether that's the secret sauce for Detroit, I don't know, but it's worked for him and Dan Campbell, and you know, that result speaks for itself. Now they get a lot of injuries, too, towards the end of the year. So there's the flip side. So there's always the give and take of what actually works, what's the best way of doing it.
Hey, Mark, have we had an overreaction to – I know we can't get enough football – to preseason football week one, especially with quarterbacks and how they play against a generic defense or not? See comments about Jackson Dart and Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders and a lot of other quarterbacks.
Yeah, there's definitely an overreaction. I mean, you get a better look in practice against your own team than you do in a preseason game as far as the looks you get and the players you play against. I used this yesterday talking about Shedeur last night. Of course, we got to talk about Shedeur. And I just said, well, just think in practice, he's looking at Myles Garrett across the way. And then now he goes to the preseason game, he's looking at a guy that's not even going to be on the team. So, and then you got Jim Schwartz defense scheming up different things because you're trying to put your offense in the worst possible situations, the most stressful situations to see if you can perform. So you're ready for your first game, your first real game, whereas preseason, teams are just trying to get out of there. I mean, they're calling everything basic. You know, there's, second, third, fourth team guys that aren't going to play. So, yeah, the overreaction when someone looks decent as those guys did, I mean, there's been so many preseason all-stars at quarterback that you really can't put much into it. Other positions, yeah, you can tell a little bit more. I mean, you can tell if a receiver's got explosiveness and burst and his hands look good. But as far as a quarterback and really facing a live rush and multiple coverages and stunts and twists and scheming and formation, it's not the same.
Well, I got to tell you, nobody moves the dial one way or the other more than Shedeur Sanders. I know why you talked about him. There's no question. And everybody wants to know what everybody thinks. He played great, by the way. Made some nice throws and moved around. And then I guess they have him fourth on the depth chart. And people are going, what? He needs to start the next. What do you say, and where do you think he ends up? Does he end up as a backup? Could you see him starting somehow if he keeps playing well? Where do you think he fits in?
Yeah, he's not going to start. And then you have to take that preseason game in totality of what they've seen from him all offseason. And, you know, this week, they practice against – talk about joint practices. They practice against the Eagles this week, and he may go there and look completely terrible, and no one's going to know. No one's going to have any idea if Shedeur Sanders goes up against – you know, throw him in there against the Eagles' first-team defense, Vic Fangio, and it's like, okay, now let me show you what the NFL is all about, son. And he can look terrible, but no one would know. I was in Cleveland last week for training camp on Monday, and the day before he didn't even practice, because he was injured. And then he got his opportunity because Dillon Gabriel got hurt, Kenny Pickett was hurt, and of course they're not going to play Joe Flacco. But, 100% Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback when they open up the season. And then really Kenny Pickett was the wild card of the guy they kind of wanted to emerge. And I think Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur are really fighting it out, and there's still a few weeks for that to happen. But really the best indication is Kevin Stefanski and his group watching him every day, not for a half in a preseason game.
Yeah. All right, so the Jets win 30. Now we're going back to AFC East in general. I hear the Jets fans and Patriot fans down here. Jets win 30-10 over Green Bay. Patriots put 48 on Washington. You know, you're like – we're a lot better. We're coming after you, man.
Yeah.
So how much did you read into it? People are excited and, you know, talking about different guys playing great and this is what they needed and new coaches. What'd you take out of those two games?
Yeah, and again, that could be fool's gold where there's been tons of teams that have looked incredible in preseason and then they go out there regular season and they fall flat. And you have to look at what's sustainable and what are things that are real in these preseason games, and not much of it is. And you got your starters that play a series, and you're out. You're like, okay, well, if our backups are going to go play in that opening game, then we look fantastic. But I think with those fan bases, for sure, that you just need some hope and some positivity that this is the year. This is it. This is going to change it. You know, the Jets have been a long, 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 long time. They're in a different boat with the Patriots where they're just trying to just say, hey, we're good now since Brady left. And, in totality, I think the Patriots will be a lot better. You know, the indication, how they played in the game is just a continuation of the good offseason that I think they've had.
We have seen, Mark, a lot of holdouts and a lot of guys not happy and want to renegotiate contracts. Boy, I was looking at Cameron Hayward's situation. He's 36 years old. He now decided I want a contract extension. 8 sacks last year. He's really good. As I said, he's 36 years old. He's got a couple years left on his contract. You've been in the front office. What do they do? Pittsburgh spent a lot of money so far to put this thing together. What do they, he's threatening too. Like he goes, hey, man, I'm serious now. I've made a lot of money. I'll sit out on you. What do you do if you're in the front office?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Right now of the Steelers on that situation.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have it worse than those two. You had to deal with Watton and Hayward back-to-back. You know, you're not just dealing with some regular dudes. You're dealing with Cam Hayward, a first ballot Hall of Fame type player. You know, what Watt is top three player, defensive end in the league.
Right.
So that's where the problem is, where you got to let the business separate from the person. And it's so hard with Cam Hayward because of what he's meant to that org, what he means to that organization and what he's been for that organization. But then you got to say, okay, if his name was Bob Jones and he was 36 years old, and yeah, right, he played decent last year. Right. What do we do with him? Well, we're not going to give him any, we're not going to do this. He's 36. You've mentioned it twice in the lead up to it. So, That in that respect, you got to separate the business from the person, and it's almost impossible, more than any situation that I remember of a player meaning so much to an organization at this stage of his career that's asking for an extension. So it'll get dicey there if he's really content on holding out.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, I got to ask you this one. I wasn't sure how the new kickoff. We did have Darren Rizzi come on. He was telling us he thinks it's going to be 70-75% or so returns. It's kind of looking that way. It worked great with the Dolphins on the returns. We saw a touchdown already. I like the new kickoff return. What do you think so far from what we've seen?
Yeah, it's been an emphasis by the league office. They want to see the return in play. They want to see that, as they've done studies to say that the fans like it. So that's why they moved it up, to give teams more of an incentive to kick it into the zone, the catch zone there. And if it goes out to the 35, then punish teams to make sure it stays in play. So, if this leads to some more exciting returns and turnovers or whatever it may be, that's great. And as long as it's the injuries are still minimized, because last year was the lowest concussion rate they had, basically because nobody was returning them. So
Had
plays where nobody was returning them. You're not going to get any concussions when only 10% get returned. So, yeah, we'll see how the numbers go this year as how many returns and then how many injuries are on those returns.
So Mark, every week we watch these kickers. I watch them warm up, and they got plenty of leg to kick, all of them, just damn near every one of them. I know we got one in Jason Sanders. He can kick him in the mid-60s. But we saw a 70-yard field goal. Incredible. You're talking about being on the other side of the 50, man. I mean, you think we'll start to see more of that? It won't take much to get there with the new kickoff returns either if you got a guy that got the big leg. What's your take on the future of the field goal?
Yeah, I guess, just as players, regular position players get bigger, stronger, faster, kickers get bigger, stronger, faster, it seems, because, he drilled that one. And then I was at the Ravens practice 2 weeks ago or a week before. first week, whatever, training camp opened, and their rookie, Tyler Loop, he hit one from 60 in practice, and he had about 10 yards to spare when he hit that one. So it would have been, you know, it would have been good from about 70. And, yeah, you're seeing more and more of that where, you know, these guys are training harder, getting their bodies bigger, and just like the position players. And it'll be fun. Hopefully in-game situations we'll see more of it.
Hey, Mark, I just want to let you know, as a guy that's known you for a while now, don't think I wasn't going to ask you, how before you left, how'd the family event down here in South Florida go?
Home run? Amazing, man. Oh, it was incredible. It really was. Everybody had a great time. A lot of laughs, a lot of fun, a lot of liquor, a lot of food. We really had an amazing time.
You know, that hit the combination right there, the booze and stuff. And I'm guessing you must get hit with football stuff all the time, right? Somebody can't go more than like 5 minutes and going, hey, what do you think of this or that, right? That's part of the deal.
Always, man. That's okay. I just deflect and on to something else. You know, I'll get other people arguing about football, and I'll sneak off to another conversation.
You stir it up and then leave. All right. Hey, Mark, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. And don't forget, NFL Network will carry 7 live preseason week 2 games, including a doubleheader, quadruple header, with re-airs of every game and streaming available on NFL Plus. Not bad at all if you need to get a fix. But where they start, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're spreading out good old preseason, man. Hey, we got to go to break. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. I do want to take a second to talk about Chev and the people that work for him and the work they do at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Hurricane season is out there. You see them. See all the noodles. They're going all over the place. And I know what you're thinking if you haven't gotten Impact Windows and Doors and got a leaky roof. I know what you're thinking. Did I mess up? Well, you didn't mess up if you can still call Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. If you got that old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Don't hope and say your prayers every day that we're going to get lucky. Do something about it. There's always one thing you can do, and that's protect your home with the best products from Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. All you have to do, again, is go to LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got professionals ready to answer all your questions covering all of South Florida.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.